Hide FM.
Right, welcome back to Hot Seat with Meech San Francisco. I am your host and I'm so excited to be here tonight. But before we dive in, can we have a little catch-up moment, please? Because the end of February and March, yours truly has been busy. Transformational, chaotic, and now that the sun is out, I swear I got my personality back. And with that, I also got a new day job. So since I just started, I've been adjusting to a whole new schedule, new routine, new faces, new area, and working downtown SF feel like stepping into an entirely new world. Like suddenly I've been introduced to a whole new pool of people. And let me just say, there are some real cuties in the streets. So yes, my eyes are wide open. And of course, my heart is very much in search of that special someone. And one thing you should absolutely know about me, I wanna meet cute. I'm talking cinematic, effortless, very delusional, but in the best way. I'm such a romantic and I can't help it. So, you know, I just think sometimes walking to work, I'm like, what if I meet my person while we're both like scanning for our Clipper card on the Muni? And we laugh because, you know, it declined for us. Or what if we accidentally keep running into each other at the same coffee shop near our office and one day one of us finally are like, hello, you know? I don't know. I feel like city like San Francisco, everywhere could really double as a meet-cute location. And I have to wonder, are some people just lucky in the way they find love? Or is it really just about being in the right place at the right time? You know the couple, there's always one in every friend group. They met while reaching for the same oat milk latte at Equator or Blue Bottle, and suddenly they're posting matching sunset photos and telling you, when you know, you know. Okay, well, meanwhile, the rest of us are out here wondering if the universe accidentally put our love life on Do Not Disturb. So tonight I'm asking the question, is love actually luck? Or is it something we create? Because maybe being lucky in dating isn't about finding the perfect person at the perfect time. Maybe it's the confidence, it's the timing, maybe it's the people in the spaces we surround ourselves with, and maybe it's simply believing we deserve something good. And I'm sure all of you heard about the lucky girl syndrome, and the idea is simple, right? When you believe good things happen to you, they start to. You stop chasing, you start forcing, and you start expecting. And somehow, things begin to fall into place. And I'm not gonna lie, I recently really started tapping that into that energy again. And honestly, having that consistent positive mindset has really helped me even, I feel like, land this new job just because of how confident I was in approaching it. So now I'm thinking, why not apply that same mindset to my dating life? Confident is the key to shifting the entire energy of your life. And so, speaking of energy, and we're here to introduce my first guest of tonight. Well, my only guest, actually. This guest is here to talk about what a thing or two about luck and love. So please welcome to the hot seat, Ramon, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, thank you so much for being here. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Well, you know, San Francisco transplant and just, you know, coming out of a long-term relationship and just entering this fucking new, oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. Know. No, you totally can. You totally can. Like,
well, I did not ask about the disclaimers. You know, just entering this new era, you know?
Yes.
seeing what luck can get me.
Exactly. You know, we're so on theme. I love it.
Let's go, Meech.
So, diving into that, what is your personal definition of like being lucky in love?
Well, you know, I'm coming out of a very long-term relationship. Okay. You know, 15 years.
Wow.
You know,
yeah.
In gay years, girl, we were married.
You had a whole lifetime together.
Retired. You know, like the three dogs and a cat. You know.
Oh wow. Yeah.
I can't leave my girl Nala.
Of course. Shout out to Nala. You know,
girl, I hope you're listening.
She's at home, like meow meow.
But you know, like I feel like luck in a relationship is just like finding somebody that kind of just like can find your like understand your crazy and
facts,
you
okay.
know, and understand like it. That yeah. part of you that like wants to wild out but knows how to like hold you back.
Okay, like still let you express yourself in that way, but they're like, all right, rein it in.
You know, like, you're getting a little wild, yeah. but let's just have a little fun. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
So I feel like that's kind of like, you know, the luck in the relationship.
It's okay.
Just somebody that can balance every aspect of you.
I love that. I love that. I know that we're gonna find ours for sure.
We will.
We will. Do you think, you know, like love is mostly luck, like people just kind of come into our lives, or do you think we kind of have to create that in our own dating lives and seek it out?
I mean, I'm definitely a person that feels like what you put out in the universe mm-hmm. is what you're gonna get back. You know, but you know, with my ex, we got together so young that it was like right time, right place.
Yeah.
You know, you're just jiving, kind of creating this new atmosphere for you two.
Of course.
You know? So
yeah.
it's like kind of like, you know, creating that type of what you want in the world to get back.
Definitely. And I feel like when we're younger, it's just so much easier to kind of, I wouldn't say easier, but everything just kind of fits and like mm-hmm. everything kind of worked out. But now I think we have to be more intentional. Stop.
You know, in gay years, I'm old.
Yeah, but I think we have to be a little bit more intentional and kind of create that luck in our own lives.
Yeah, you have to like search what you want for.
Exactly, exactly. So are you searching for anything currently?
I'm entering it, you know?
Okay, we're dipping our toes in a little bit.
You know, a little dabble, a little dip, you know?
Okay,
like, you know, but we'll see.
Okay.
As you know, I'm moving into the city, so...
Yes, I'm so excited.
It's like, you know, you know, I'm you know, interested. I'm open to new experiences and just new...
Yes.
New things, you know?
Yes.
Experiencing and expanding myself, you know?
Absolutely.
It's not
love
about,
that.
Like, keeping myself in this, like, box. Mm-hmm. It's about just growing.
Yes. You know? I can't wait for you to really just expand and grow out. I think SF is ready for you.
Eek!
And I know you're so ready. So once you come, it's going to be so, so much fun.
Watch out, Castro. Here comes a straight gay.
All right, you heard it here first.
That's me clocking it.
Oh my goodness. Do you think confidence makes someone luckier in dating? I feel like I always have a hard time coming across very confident. I feel like I really have to like, all right, like talk myself up and then just like do my little hot girl walk in and, you know, that's how it happens. But
no, like, you know, I've definitely noticed as I enter this pool, like mm-hmm. confidence is what attracts me.
For sure.
So, I would totally agree with that. Okay. Confidence is like what will make or break you.
Yes.
You know, it's like if you're confident and like of who you are.
Yeah.
And what you can give this world and who you give to somebody else.
Yes.
More importantly, like what you're going to express to someone, like more power to you. I'm on my knees.
Oh my goodness. Well, how do you kind of, do you have like a ritual on how you get yourself confident? Like what is your go-to to get in the mood?
No, I definitely feel like depending on the vibe, like, you know, like I'll listen to some good like music, you know,
A go-to song.
Yes. I don't know if I have a go-to song, but more like genre.
Okay.
Like more like EDM or even like, not that I'm going to go into a date angry, but like, you know, if somebody's getting my angry side, you know, like, you know, some rap, you know.
Okay.
Not to shout out Logic, but I love you. And if you're listening, please, you know, go into my DMs.
Oh my God, the biggest fan here.
Love that man.
Okay.
But, you know, just, you know, like, just It's about vibes.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that. You always, have to kind of start out, like, if you're going to have a good night, you want to make sure you start with the right vibes.
And I'll keep it going, you know? Yeah. Give me a few drinks and a girl will just keep going.
All right. So after the show, the vibes are still going to continue, by the way.
You should just know that, yes.
Yes. So I talked a little bit about Lucky Girl Syndrome. Do you believe in, like, manifestation? And, like, do you ever use it for when it comes to, like, relationships?
I mean, I definitely feel like since I've, you know, this new era that I'm trying to go into, like, what you put out in the world is what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. But on a personal level, like, I definitely feel like I have been a little more negative about myself versus, like, others, you know? Mm. So it's, like, me trying to, like, outgrow that, like, that doubt or kind of just, like, you know, just becoming this new person.
Yes. And what are a few things you're doing to kind of help with that? Like journaling, kind of just more positive talk.
This was not a follow-up question. No, journaling has definitely helped. Yeah. You know, not to sound crazy, but a lot of people have told me to, like, do therapy, which is just like...
No, therapy's great. I love it.
You know, to each
their own. No, for sure.
To each their own. You know, I support you all who are taking therapy and that self-care.
And I definitely think with therapy, it has to be, like, the right time, the right moment. Like, you have to be ready for that. Yeah. Exactly. And if you don't, girl, you're okay. You know? You can just do whatever.
I'm making it. I'm faking it.
Exactly. Exactly.
I feel like, you know, definitely, like, faking it till you make it. Just kind of putting out what you want.
Exactly. Sometimes you just have to, and then eventually it happens.
Fingers crossed, you know? I know you guys didn't see that, but I just... Fingers and toes crossed. Exactly. You get me.
Yes, of course.
I love you.
He literally crossed his fingers, both of them. I was like, all right, me too. All right, so kind of talking a little bit more about rituals and stuff like that, do you have any dating rituals or superstitions?
So the other day I was a new gay and I got I got my haircut and my eyebrows done within 2 weeks of each other, which is, like, not me. So I was like, ooh, this is, like, different, you know? Okay. So I would definitely do my eyebrows, a new fresh fade, you know, like... I mean, I'm trying to grow out my hair. I mean, not to talk about myself, but...
No, please. This is what we're here for.
You know, I'm trying to, like, you know, turn this new leaf.
Of course.
So, like, I would feel like that would be a ritual.
Yeah, like a little self-care. Yeah. I feel that with me. I need to get my nails done and everything. Yeah.
And also, I feel like, not to be bougie or anything, but I feel like you would have to go get a new outfit. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't want any repeat photos, especially within the first couple of days, you know?
You know, I never thought about that before, but I might have to start doing that now.
Girl, I've seen your closet. It's crazy. You know, don't act like you have repeats. It's every once in a year. You know, I'm just entering this, you know?
Oh, like, my goodness. But, well, I love that. Yeah, treat yourself to, you know, like a little new outfit where you feel confident. You know? And
if Zara wants to sponsor you, I'm a medium in shirts.
Zara, you heard it first. Heard it first. I know Galliano is going to start styling for Zara, so all right, maybe we can send a few samples to Ramo.
And courtesy of my Meech girl.
Oh, of course.
I got you. I bring you along.
Of course. So let's say you got a new outfit. Like, what would you be shopping for right now? Like, let's say you have a date, like, tomorrow.
I feel like I'm trying to change my new style, you know?
Okay.
Like, break the mold.
Yes.
So I feel like, you know, just kind of just... I don't know. That's a good question. I feel like more just like kind of things that would not be me.
Okay.
You know, like I love a good polo, but, you know, try not to.
Oh, you could do like a little color polo.
Yes. Ooh, or like a cashmere polo. Crop top, you know.
Ooh,
like,
I would love to see you in a crop top. Yes, Ramon.
I'm trying to get you to do my Coachella outfit.
Yes. You know? Actually, Ramon's been trying to get me to do his personal shopping.
I literally was going to give her my credit card.
I was like, I actually need you to come with me. I don't know why. I need to see how clothes fit on you. So.
You know, but it's like, I think that would be something. Would be like kind of like changing my style, changing my norm, and kind of finding like my new look.
Okay. I love it. Yeah. I think as we kind of grow and expand, and we have to kind of go along for the ride with that, because if we don't and we're resisting, I think all the good things that are coming through with that new expansion is just getting blocked, I feel like.
No, definitely. Yeah. I feel that.
So I'm really excited for this new journey for you. A lot of new things are going to come in. Last question for you. What is like the most chaotic or unlucky date you've ever been on? Like to end with like a little fun one.
Oh, I mean, it's kind of a new thing, you know, exploring, you know.
Of course, we're explorers right now.
You know, the most chaotic would probably be, you know, me almost getting on the do not fly list, you know?
Oh, okay.
You know, I didn't join any clubs, you know, I am a child of the Lord, but, you know, I almost got on that list.
Okay, you know, okay.
You know, I'm taking applications. Noted.
TSA is writing your name down ASAP. He's like, uh-uh. No,
watch out for that guy.
For real? Wow.
But you know what? Southwest is not, you know, it's not open season anymore. So, you know, the world was, it's a different time.
It's very different times. No, chemical. So, wow, that is fun. And I hope you have a lot more fun. I mean, were you want to share a little bit more about that or? No, it's okay. All I mean, good.
We'll see what other questions you come.
You know. Well, actually, we're going to take a little quick music break. And then after, we're going to play a little rapid fire game. And so right now, I'm going to prep Ramon for the game while y'all all tune in to a little quick music break. And don't go anywhere. Ramon and myself will be right back.
Thank you for coming to Hot Seat with Meech.
You're beautiful, that's for sure. You'll never, ever fade. You're lovely, but it's not for sure. I won't ever change. And though my love is great, and though my love is true, I don't know where my soul is. I don't know where my home is.
it's alright. Two times is one too many. One, two, three times you're on me. And suddenly, ready, steady, go. You touch me goodnight. To my
You're beautiful.
And that's for sure.
And that was by Remote.
La, 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 la.
So welcome back to Hot Seat with Meech. It seems that the set wanted to end early, so it did. And now me and Ramon are back. And so now we're going to get into our rapid fire game.
All right.
Are you ready?
Let's do this.
Okay. So this is Hot or Not. So first one, Hot or Not. Texting first.
Oh, for sure. Hot.
Hot?
Yeah.
Really? Why?
Like, get my lady juices flowing. You know, like, just show me a good time without showing me a good time.
Okay.
I'm a child of the Lord. So, you know, tell me what you want to do to me.
Okay.
Before you get to me.
Okay. Okay. You know, you're like, now I'm going to be thinking about it.
You know? And if you don't, no pressure, people, but if you don't live up to your talk, then you're all talk.
You know, wow.
You get it, right?
Yes.
You get it.
That just clicked in my brain.
You get it.
Okay, how about Hot or Not, them waiting 3 days to text you back?
Okay. Story time.
All right. We're all ears.
So I was with, you know, my ex for 15 years, and he would always mention that how I didn't text him for 3 days.
So specific.
Yeah. You know, and it was just like, you know, I don't know. Whatever. Time was the time.
Yeah.
You know, this is before Grindr. I mean, not to name drop apps, you know, anything like that. Not that I'm on it, but I am.
And also, we're over the apps now.
You know, we are over the apps. I deleted that shit.
Okay. See, there we go.
F that stuff. But, you know, like he, I mean, there wasn't like, I didn't text him for 3 days. And so he would always talk about that.
Okay.
You know, but I feel like that's what kind of made us like stronger.
Okay.
You know?
So, I see. Would you do that to someone like a new partner now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I'm a Scorpio. So, you know, like tempt me with a good time and tell me you want me.
Yes. Oh my God. Honestly, I'm such a bad texter. I do the same thing.
So, I'm actually a really good texter, I feel.
Yeah, I feel like you are.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like I'm a really good texter unless I'm sleeping. But I'll text you the next morning.
No, for sure. I'm the same way. Like, if you text me past 9, you're not going to hear from me. Okay. But at 6 or 7, you'll hear from me.
I mean, I'm not going to say it's 9. But, but you know,
my girl
will.
Loves to be in bed. I want to go to bed.
maybe I'll get to that stage. But,
yeah.
I mean, there's, I can function on, like, less than 5 hours of sleep.
That's so amazing. I don't know how.
But then it will catch up to me.
Okay.
So if I'm knocked out, I'll tell you the truth. I'm knocked out.
You need to be going to bed.
Yeah.
You need to go to bed.
Sorry, the guy in the desert.
There is so much lore, Ramon. I'm going to need you to come back so that you can fill all of us in on this lore.
Please hit up my girl Meech so you can bring me back. Because
exactly. That's
the only way I can come back.
That's true. You heard it from him. Okay. Hot or not, dating coworkers.
I mean, I'm trying to go a little bi-curious, so I would date you, girl.
I would so too, but unfortunately we're not even coworkers anymore, so we can't date.
Woo! For sure, though. I mean,
yeah.
I have some pretty good-looking I won't say they're hot, but I have some pretty good-looking customers. Coworkers.
Okay,
you know?
Okay. I
and
feel like
ex-coworkers.
Okay. Shout everyone out right now.
Shout out to my dude. You know who you are.
Oh my goodness, you are.
I'm sorry.
I love it. Love it. This is a chance to be you. Remember, we're expanding, we're growing.
We are expanding.
Exactly.
Growth. That's what this is.
Ooh, a little ASMR vibes right there. Okay, hot or not, checking someone's zodiac sign before a date?
Personally,
okay.
I'm not about zodiac.
Astrology, yeah. No, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, everyone that I've met is like, oh, you're a total Scorpio.
Yeah, and it's you like, do give Scorpio.
I don't know what that, do I really?
Yeah, but I really don't know what it means.
Stop.
Either, but like,
you know,
kind of give it.
But I mean, yeah. I'm fun.
You're
I'm
so
free.
Fun.
I'm a girl of the crowd, you know? Like, I'm a supernova girl.
I love that. I love that.
But for sure not. I mean, I'm not one to be in tune to
okay.
someone's you know, sign.
I see.
You know?
Yeah.
I will definitely be an Instagram stalker.
Okay. You know? Okay. That's literally my next hot or not.
No way.
Is deep social media stalking before a meeting. I think both are so necessary. I say both of them hot. I need to know your zodiac sign. I need to know what your Instagram is.
Less about your zodiac sign, but 100% a social media stalker.
Are you looking like Insta, Facebook, LinkedIn? I do a LinkedIn sometimes too.
I don't have LinkedIn.
Okay.
Randomly, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, right? Weird. But for sure, Instagram, Facebook.
Okay.
I'm kind of a boomer. millennial boomer, I'm not gonna lie. But like, you know, like you just have to check everything.
No, of course.
And,
like,
and I think it's come streams from like I grew up in such a small town.
Okay.
So it's like everyone dates within the South.
Yes.
So you want to know what everyone's history is without them saying it.
Okay.
You know, but coming up here, you know, I feel like I've definitely like become an Instagram stalker.
Yeah. No, I'm stalking everyone.
You know?
You have to. You just don't know.
You know, everyone, if your profile's not private, put it private. I'm not going to lie. Because I will find you.
Oh, he's coming for you.
If you're coming for my girl Meech or me. You know, I got you.
Exactly.
Bouncer. That's what I am.
I was going to say bodyguard. I was like, my bodyguard will come after you.
I love that movie.
Oh my God. I just watched that recently too. It's so like Whitney. Damn. I'm like, someone keep the song right
now. Great time.
Oh, so good. Okay. We're going to have a movie night to watch that again. Okay. Last hot or not.
Okay.
Still kind of with the apps. Deleting your dating app during a full moon. This is from personal experiences, okay. So I put it on there.
I don't know about a full moon, because I don't know when that is.
Oh, that's true.
Unless the weather app tells me.
Okay.
You know, I'm all about the
checking
that
weather. You're like, it's
raining,
app, and
I got it. You know, like, what do I wear in the morning? That's why I check the weather app.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie.
I see.
But as I have entered into this new age of dating, what was the question again? Deleting your dating apps? Okay. not that I'm reading from a script.
Stop.
No, just the questions, people. Don't worry. Got you. No, I feel like I have definitely moved away from certain apps.
Okay.
Just because they have changed through the times.
I definitely
You know, it's
agree.
A new gay era.
I think it's a whole new dating era in general for everyone.
I would take
agree.
That. Yeah. I would take that as a win for because that makes me not feel such a loser.
Oh, my, you're not a loser. But I think, it definitely has changed for a lot of us. And I think we're all still trying to navigate, like, how to even approach this new era and, like, what's the proper way. Or honestly, is there a proper way? I don't know.
There really isn't. No. I've learned like gay culture is like changed so much that I don't even know what it is. Like, you know, so it's just like kind
You're
of just expanding.
Fun? Okay.
You know?
Oh.
Having fun.
Yeah.
I want to have more fun.
I love that. I think you're going to have so much fun once you move here. The city's ready
as
for
you. As of April 1st, just for the record.
You know, exactly.
I will be, you know, joining the clubs and seeing the scene.
Yes, you're going to catch Ramon down at the Castro every night.
I don't know about the Castro. I mean, no offense to the Castro. No offense, peeps. But,
just out around you know, the city.
You might
every
see
night.
Me getting my mouth enveloped every once in a while.
You are hilarious. Oh my goodness. Ramon.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. That was the end of our game, and I had such an amazing time chatting with you. But before you go,
okay,
can you please tell our listeners kind of what you're looking for or looking forward to in this next chapter of your time here in the city, or just while you're expanding and growing into your next wherever you want to be?
Okay. You know, like, listeners, if you're listening, please listen. You know, I'm just, you know, looking for a good time, you know, expanding horizons, learning new hobbies, learning new me.
Of course. It's
connecting with a former part of me that has become so, no shade to my ex, but, you know, coming from someone from 15 years,
it's a really long time.
Long fucking time. You know, so like just kind of just, you know, finding a good time.
Of
and
course.
Just, you know, you know, I mean, gay culture has changed so much, but I'm ready for it.
You're ready to learn. You're ready to see what's new out there. Yes. And yeah.
You know, I'm in Potrero Hills.
Okay. You know? In the hills.
If anybody wants to join a run club with me,
okay.
You know, trying to do my first, you know, my first half marathon.
Yes. Is that the Presidio one? Did you sign up for that?
No, but they're trying to convince me for the San Francisco one. Oh. You know, bing, bing, bong.
All right, you moved here and you're like, I'm doing a marathon. You know, I think that's what everyone does when they move
girls
here.
Girls keeping it interesting.
Exactly.
You know?
Wow.
You know, it's just, you know, I love long nights on the beach.
Okay.
I love a good wine because it brings out the lesbian
yes.
in me.
There's so many cute wine bars. We have multiple beaches around.
I'm a cab girl, just for the record.
Okay.
You know? But, you know, I think I'm a more of a flow with the person. Like,
yeah.
Definitely, you know, I mean, we've had a really good interaction.
Yes. No, I'm so obsessed with you. I literally begged Ramon to come on the show.
She
like,
really
please.
Has, you know.
So fun. And I knew we were going to be chatting it up and just, I mean, we did. We had such a good time. So
thank you for inviting me.
Of course. Thank you so much for being here.
I'm not going to lie. It's not as hot as I thought it was going to be the hot seat, but.
No, I try to keep it pretty tamed, yes. But you know, we're going to get hotter. We're going to get spicier for Ooh, sure. For
I'm
sure.
All about that.
Exactly. So,
and, you know, if your listeners want more, I will, you know.
Would you come back on
I
the
will.
Show?
I would.
Okay.
I would. I'm not going to lie.
Y'all heard it.
Hit my girl up.
If he doesn't come back, you have to go after him for me. Well, thank you so much, Ramon. I so, so appreciate you.
I love you.
I can't wait to keep the vibes going after this.
Of course.
Yes. Well, as we say goodbye to Ramon, to our listeners, if Ramon sounds like someone you'll love to get to know, head over to the show's Instagram at Hot Seat with Meech and DM us and tell us why you should be connected with Ramon. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Ramon. And as we kind of wrap up the show, I just want to chat with you guys a little bit more. I know I've been chatting with you a lot this episode, but I just have a few updates and I just wanted to share you. While I was researching for this specific episode and thinking about how, you know, we can actually become luckier in our lives as we grow and expand, I came across something that really struck with me and I really want to share with y'all. It says, increase your surface area for love, which basically means that, like, create more opportunities for good things to happen. Show up more. Put yourself in new spaces. Say yes to those invitations. Leave the house even when you really don't feel like it. And there's been some days where I'm like, I just want to be in my bed. But, you know, sometimes you just have to, because luck isn't always random. Sometimes it's just the proximity. The more we expand our lives, the more room we create for something unexpected to walk in. So maybe the real question isn't why I'm, like, unlucky in love. Maybe it's more of where in my life can I create more room for luck to find me? Because no one can create that luck for you except you. And trust me, I'm really, really taking this advice for myself and figuring out ways to implement this in my own life, in my own way, so that I can show up for myself to create more of those opportunities. And so those all good things could come into my life. And speaking up, showing up differently and creating opportunities for myself, I want to chat with you and let you in on something. And first, truly, to everyone who's tuning in and has been supporting, it means more than you know. And if you're new here, welcome. I'm so excited you're here. And so this show, I started it as something that just kind of poured out of me. And this show is a living, breathing, creative journey for me. And just like me, it's growing and it's evolving. And after really paying attention these past few Fashion Week seasons and really immersing myself deeper into that world, I had a realization. I don't just love fashion just for the clothes, but I love the community, the connections, the entire ecosystem of creatives behind this industry, as well as, like, the confidence it gives you. I know we talked a little bit about, like, just being confident in who you are and just faking it till you make it. And I believe that. I believe that the right outfit can completely shift your confidence when you walk into a room, even walking into a date. And I realized that that's something I really want to bring into the space. So moving forward, I'm really going to work on bringing guests on to talk about still dating, but with, you know, distinct styles, maybe different perspectives, people who treat getting dressed like an extension of who they are. And here's the hot take, you guys. San Francisco has incredible style walking around every single day. And I want us to see it, share it, and celebrate it. And, like, you know, it's still a dating show, so we're still going to be talking dating, of course, and giving you all the tips for that. But as we, you know, step into this new era evolving, I want to, you know, shift that conversation towards more fashion, personal style, and confidence, and, you know, how what you wear shapes how you show up. So I hope you all will come along with me as we step into this next chapter of the hot seat. It's going to be more expressive, definitely more styled, and a lot more you. And remember, maybe luck isn't in love. Maybe luck in love isn't about waiting for the universe to deliver the perfect person. Maybe it's about believing something good. It's already on its way. And making sure you're dressing for the moment it arrives. This has been yours truly, Meech. Thank you so much for listening to The Hot Seat. Lots of love, San Francisco, and I hope you have a fabulous night.
You're beautiful.